هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
Ben McKelvey is a freelance writer and editor from Sydney who has filed for Good Weekend, GQ, Voya, Rolling Stone, The Bulletin and many more. But Ben's latest book takes us from the suburbs of Western Sydney and Australia's military army bases to the battlefield of Iraq and the fight against IS. This remarkable book, Mosul, Australia's Secret War Inside the ISIS Caliphate, reveals the as-yet-untold story of the battle for Mosul and the secret involvement of Australians on both sides of the war. To speak more about this book, we're joined by the author himself, Ben McKelvey. Ben, welcome to SBS Radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
Could you briefly explain the reason behind wanting to write this book?
Yeah, there were two reasons why I wanted to write this book. One was because I didn't know about Australia's involvement until one of the Special Forces operators came and told me about the things that he'd done, especially his involvement in Phase Zero operations, which is the insertion of the Australian Special Forces into ISIS territory and the Battle of Mosul. There was publicly available information about Australia's training role and the advisory role, but neither I nor anyone else had an understanding of exactly what the Australians were doing and how deeply they were involved in the conflict. And the second reason I wanted to do this book was because I'd written a book about Australian operations in Afghanistan, and I'd met a soldier named Ian Turner, who's on the cover of Mosul, and he had post-traumatic stress disorder and took his own life after coming back from Iraq when he was part of Operation Okra, which is the fight against Islamic State. And I really wanted to know more about post-traumatic stress disorder, about the way that that combat affects people, and especially these young Australians who've gone off to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Now, Ben, how did this idea come about?
Well, like I said, one of the operators came and approached me and told me about the things that he'd been doing. It's something that I'd been considering previously, but not as seriously as I was once he started talking to me. And I basically just started to put together the pieces and figured out whether I could do this book that would have a 360-degree view of the Australian fight in Iraq. And once I realised that, I had the sources and I had the information, I was ready to go.
Why is it such an important topic?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. I think one of the reasons is because it's a very poorly understood piece of history that Australia was involved in. And this isn't only Operation Okra. Australia was involved in the invasion of Iraq in 2003, and to a certain extent, Islamic State is a legacy effect of that. You know, one of the things that most Australians don't know is that Australia was one of only four countries that contributed military hardware and people to the invasion of Iraq in 2003. And that was such a monumental and, in my opinion, calamitous decision. The effects of that should be known in Iraq. And that's one of the things that sort of threads through the book. Also, there's not a lot of there's been little access to the Australian Special Forces operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. And there was a possibility that this history just sort of may never be told, you know, that especially from an Australian perspective, that, the story may just sort of disappear, and I didn't want that to happen.
Okay. During your research, what was the most shocking thing you uncovered?
I mean, there's a lot of shocking things about Islamic State. The treatment of the Yazidis was disgusting. The fight against Shia people, the Camp Spiker massacre, just basic life in Mosul, and there was just complete disregard for human life. But it's also shocking what it takes to take back a city once it's been overrun by a group like Islamic State. That's very violent as well, and that's something that's very difficult for the citizenry. So, you know, speaking to some people who were in Australia who had been in Mosul previously and came here as refugees, you know, their lives were exceptionally difficult. So you know, there was a lot. There was a lot of tragedy. Yeah. A lot of hope too, but a lot of tragedy in this book.
Now, you mentioned the Yazidis a while ago. In the book, do you cover that? How much is dedicated to the Yazidis in there?
It's not one of the main narrative threads, but there is an explanation in one of the chapters as to what happened, and we sort of specifically look at some women who were held by some Australian jihadi. Khalid Sharif and Mohammed Elamar held some women who have now relocated in Europe. And my primary source for that chapter was, he was actually a Kurdish professor who helped repatriate those women and give them the help that they needed. He's a professor that works in Germany, but also works in Duhok.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So part of that story is told. I did think it was essential to have that story told.
Is it Professor? He's a psychologist, isn't he? Professor,
Kuzilhan, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
and Kuzilhan, yes.
Yeah.
We have spoken to him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
he's
a lovely man.
Yes.
And doing really good work.
Now, Ben, how long did it take for you to collate your findings?
Well, this was a very quick turnaround, this book, because the decision had to be made. You know, the information came to me sort of at the beginning of the year, and the decision had to be made whether to publish now, this year in October, or next year in October. And I decided that I was going to try and publish this year, and part of the book was going to be a travelogue to go back to Mosul and to go to Baghdad with the support of the Iraqi CTS. So I was in the process of getting my visa when, you know, COVID struck and I was sort of stranded. So the book changed somewhat. But yeah, I probably did the book in about 6.5 months.
What was the biggest challenge you found while writing this book?
Well, you know, the availability of information. I think this has been a problem within Australian Special Operations Command, is that they haven't made a lot of information available to Australian journalists, you know, which I understand that for operational purposes, but it's difficult to know what can and can't be revealed. So I think that was probably the biggest hurdle to get over, that that sort of informational veil that's been drawn over Australian Special Operations.
And finally, when will the book be out?
The book is out next week, September 29th. It'll be out on Kindle, it'll be out in bookstores, and it'll also be out as an audiobook.
Ben McKelvey, thank you for being with us on SBS Radio Kurdish program, and all the best.
Thank you so much for the time.
Like bika, para bika, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bishobina.